thing. So if you have your Bible, let's open our Bibles to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 1. And today we're going to look at the Father of Jesus. Amen. We're going to look at the Father, the earthly Father that is. Amen. We're going to look at the earthly Father. Last week we looked at his mother. Today I want to look at his Father, his earthly Father. Amen. Amen. Now there's a few things I want to point out today. So let's look at verse 19 and look what it says. Now we know that they were engaged, betrothed together. And before they came together, before they were intimate, I told you this was not a pleasure birth. It was a promise birth. Amen. And so, and he was found to be with child. But verse 19 begins, and Joseph, my gosh, her husband being a righteous man. You know, not many righteous men out here. Amen. And not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he considered this, my goodness, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, is of the Holy Spirit. Let us bow for prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. We ask now that you would bless now the preaching of your word. Stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my voice, and use me now for your glory. Give me clarity of words and give me the ability to present the word of God to your people so that their faith will be strengthened. And Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. What we find today is there is a lot of controversy surrounding the birth and even questions around the birth of Jesus. I told you, thank you, ushers, I told you last week that God revealed his love by sending his son, amen, through a woman who never thought, amen, that she would be the chosen one. I said this to you today, I said this last week, that never underestimate the power of God. God is powerful. But God also knew that we needed help. And the type of help we needed someone that could pay the price for our sins. We needed someone sinless. We needed someone, amen, who would be able to pay that price and go all the way. Not, you know, there are some people that start off well, but they don't finish well. And when it comes down to the birth of Jesus, the events surrounding his birth and his, you know, I want to say this, life begins at conception. Let me just say this, because here we find in the passage, it says that before they came together, she was found to be with child. In other words, from the moment that a child is conceived, we know that life begins. And now Jesus' birth may be hard to believe to the secular mind. But in God's mind, amen, it's not hard to believe. Because God can do anything, even the impossible things. I'm going somewhere. And sometimes in your life, you may be thinking it's impossible. Sometimes you're thinking, I told you last week that God may have birthed something in you that you have to give birth to eventually. Do I have anybody? And you can tell when it's birth of God. Amen. Because even with the circumstances that may seem impossible in the natural, God has a way of intervening in the supernatural. Are you with me? Watch this. Joseph, being a man, the Bible says in verse 19, we see, number one, the father of Jesus. But first thing I want to tell you, first point I want to make today is that God chose the right man. Come on, somebody. Joseph was Jesus's father, earthly father, but he was the right man. Why was he the right man? I want to show you something. Brothers, I want to tell you something. Husbands, fathers, uncles, amen. What we want to be, amen, we want to be a righteous man. Come on, somebody. So God knows who to choose. Look what the text says. The text says, and Joseph, her husband. Now, it tells me here that they were married. Now, if your wife shows up pregnant after you've been married, something is wrong. Am I right about it? You see, even in Jesus' conception, there's controversy. Amen. Somebody. Even in his conception, there is a man, he was righteous, but here it is, any other man, I'm talking about a righteous man here. A righteous man knows how to respond to things that looks impossible. A righteous man knows how to accept the things that has happened to him without falling apart. A righteous man knows, and what I love about our granddaddy, Joseph, come on somebody, because we're part of Abraham's lineage. And so what we find is he says, and Joseph, her husband, being that kind of man, a righteous man. And so we know one thing about him. He was righteous. He was a man that stood for what was right in the sight of God. God chose, turn to your neighbor and say, God chose the right man. Listen, God couldn't choose David. God couldn't choose Matthew. God couldn't choose, he could have chosen them, but it could not have been anybody else other than Joseph. Can I tell you something? Your daddy is not an accident. He may be no good. Come on, somebody. But you got a daddy. Everybody here got a daddy. Y'all with me? And guess what? He may not be on the top of your list. But guess what? He's important. And Watch this. He's important because, but there's something different here I want to show you. Amen. He's not just a donor. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. It's early on a Sunday morning. The heat is on in the church, and we're ready to go. He's not just a donor. God knew that where you're sitting today, because of who you are, is because of who your daddy was or is. Are you with me? Because without his DNA, I wish I had somebody, and your mama DNA, you wouldn't be here today. Am I right about it? So what I want to say is stop hating your daddy. Don't hate on him. Love him in spite of. Amen. Love him in spite of. But what I love about Joseph, the Bible says what intrigues me about him, he was a godly man. He was a godly man. I want to show you the makeup of a godly man. Watch this. Watch the text. The text says, and Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man. Every time I get there, I got to stop and just ask the question, right? Watch this. They're married. You're pregnant. I'm finna leave. I ain't staying around. That ain't my baby. Listen, I know the baby ain't gonna look like me. So guess what? I know that according to Jewish customs, right? Now watch this. He had every right for divorce. Every right. According to Deuteronomy, he had the right to divorce, to put her away. But being a righteous man can go through, amen, just about anything, but keep on ticking. A righteous man can accept injustice and still stand, amen, in the face of adversity and say, God, I know you're going to work this out. Now, what I love about Joseph, our granddaddy, he did something. Watch what his text says. The text says, and not wanting to do what? To disgrace her. You know what the word, that word means? To make a show of. Listen, you know what? I want to say this. The next thing I want to tell you is this. You ready for this? God knew he loved her enough not to mistreat her. God knew he was the right man. But God knew, see, men, what we got to do, we got to be a little bit more tender. Y'all not hearing me. In the midst of adversity in marriage, in the midst. Now, this is a messed up situation, because I want to tell you something. I wouldn't be sitting down talking about, you know, yeah, I'm thinking about, baby, you gone. I'm just saying. Y'all ain't trying to hear me today. I'm just saying. But a righteous man will get on his knees and say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, look what the text says, and watch this. And not wanting to, see, he loved her to the point. So you know what this teaches us? That even if somebody messes up, we ought to be graceful enough not to mistreat them, not to disgrace them. Listen, you don't get revenge by disgracing someone. Amen. But here it is. We're learning something. The controversy surrounding his birth. This is daddy. This is daddy. And daddy's saying, man, I don't know, man. Now watch this. The reason why, he was the right man, not only because he was righteous, but because he came from the right lineage. Watch what the text says. Watch what the text says. The text says, and not wanting to disgrace her, watch this, he planned. See, he got a plan. Righteous man always got a plan. Are you with me? He says he planned to send her away, what? Secretly. He didn't want people to say, man, your wife is a garden tool. y'all catch that later. But here it is, Mary. Yeah. Let me say this to you. You ever been to a place where you say to yourself, man, I wish that didn't happen to me. Anybody been there? I just wish that didn't happen to me. That's Mary's disposition right now. She's like, man, what is going on? Something is happening to me, watch this, that I'm not even, watch this, responsible for. My husband, who I love, is thinking about leaving me, putting me away, sending me off with this child. Watch this. That's bad enough. I got a, you know, I have a child, but now you're sending me away. How am I going to take care of this child? Are you with me? These are all things that I think about in the passage, right? But watch this. Watch what he says. He says in verse 20, and I'm almost done. Watch this. I'm almost done. But when he considered this, yeah, see, he notice the text says he planned it, but then verse 20, he's getting ready to execute it. Look what the text says. But when he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord, come on somebody, appeared to him in a dream. So my next point is, God sent him a divine messenger. Are you with me? God sent him a divine messenger. May I say this to you? Even in the midst of your predicament today, God will send you not only a divine messenger, but he'll send you a divine message. This is why I believe that preaching is one of the most important things that you can participate in, because you do participate by saying amen on Sunday mornings. Whenever you get a chance, you got to say, thank you, Jesus, for sending my messenger. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, to the angel of the church, you know who that is? The pastor of the church is the one who is the angel of the church that brings the message to you. Listen, in the midst of what you're going through right now, you got to ask God for a message. Thank God that it almost didn't go the way it was God planned it to go. But it shows us that even when things mess up in our lives, God is so sovereign. That word sovereign, if you look at the word, I've been looking at that word sovereign. It has the word in there. It means to reign. It means that God is intimately in control of everything in this earth. And here it is. We almost lost our granddaddy because of a because of an issue, a big issue, and listen, an unbelievable issue, and sometimes you're facing mountains in your life. Sometimes you're facing trials. Sometimes you're facing impossible situations, but I want to tell somebody here this morning, God will send you a message. He has a message for you, and that's everything is going to be all right. Turn to your neighbor and say, he sent me a message. It could have been bad. But God, that's why it's so important. Take me just a little bit. I'm straining. Listen, that's why it's important, amen, that when you hear the message or when you come to hear the word, you pay attention because the word is just for you. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's just for me. It's just for me. Listen, how many need a word this morning? How many needed a word this morning? God gave you a messenger and he gave you a message. And the message is, everything is going to be, come on somebody, all right. By and by, it's going to be all right. So our granddaddy said, man, I'm out. Man, I love you, but I'm not going to disgrace you. It hurt me to do this, but I got to do what I got to do. Are you with me? But when he considered this, you know what that tells me? God knows my thoughts. Come on, somebody. God knows my next move. God knows what's going to happen next with my life. God knows, amen, when I face adversity, how I'm going to respond. God knows all about it, but thank God for a message. Amen. Watch the text. The text goes on to say, and I'm finna close. Amen. Look what he said. Look what the angel said to him. Saying in Joseph, now watch this now. Oh my gosh. See, he was the right man because he was from the right lineage. You may want to write that down. He was the right man. See, everything about you, Shan and John, everything about you, God knew. Are you following me? And he's put you together, and next week you will join together in holy matrimony because God knew what he was doing. Somebody say, but God. My goodness. Look what the text says. Text says, Joseph, the son of David. Now, I find it interesting that he called him son of David. You know what he was appealing to? The fact that he was coming from the right lineage, but the fact that he had to remind him who you are. May I say this to you today? Don't forget who you are. Even when you face, listen, this is a situation, and how many face situations like this? Not like this, I'm just saying the elements of it where it seems impossible, and you got to make a decision that's going to affect your whole family. Not only that, but it's going to affect your well-being. It's going to affect everything about you. But I want to say this to you. Doesn't matter what bad news you receive. You got to remember that God is sovereignly in control. But if you don't have faith, and listen, and when you get the message, don't trip. Accept it and apply it. Watch what the text says, and I'm done. Do not be, what it really is, it's fear. Sometimes we're afraid of the unknown, but sometimes we're afraid of things that are new to us. Come on, somebody. He didn't know what was going on. In the natural, he didn't know, but in the supernatural, God was working it out. I want to say something to you. Right now, what you're going through, come on, somebody. Listen, in the natural, it looks bad, but supernaturally, God is working something out for your good. Watch this. He says, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. For the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. In misery comes a miracle. Come on, somebody. In what seems like chaotic, amen, comes calmness. I'm talking to somebody. And I want to say to you that you got to understand that what God has birthed in you is of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit has birthed something in you, it may seem a little different in the natural, but in the supernatural, God is working it out for your good. Listen, that sickness that may come upon your body will turn out for his good and his glory. That trouble that you're facing on the job, that situation that you're facing in your finances, I want to tell you something today. God is working it out for your good. See, the angel said, take Mary as your wife. And watch this. For the child who has been conceived is of the Holy Spirit. So my last point, God gave him a good reason to stay. God gave him a good reason to stay. You know when I pronounce those vows for better, come on somebody, or worse, in what? Sickness or in health, till what? Till death do you part. You see, God gave him a good reason to stay. You see, sometimes we give up because we don't have a good reason to stay. Sometimes the reason that the way it looks right now, listen, I want to give up, I want to quit, but God will give you a good reason to hang in there. You know why? Because what's born of the Spirit, come on somebody, will always remain. What's born of the flesh will die, but what's born of the Spirit will remain. And when God has birth, what God births in you by way of the Spirit, it will live on forever. Amen. Some of you will be called to preach. Some of you were called to teach. Some of you were called to serve. Some of you were called to start businesses. Some of you were called to start ministries. Some of you were called to start missions. Some of you were called to do some things. When the Holy Spirit births it in you, you got to remember, it will remain. And Jesus came. Amen. Not only did he come, but he came bearing a message that he would die for us. And I leave you here today. Verse 21 says, she will bear a son. And then he told, the angel told him what to call him. And you should call him what? Call his name what? Next week we'll talk about that name, Jesus. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of prayer.